Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
In this part or the segment of the show, every Sunday, what we do is shine a spotlight, and we call this this part of the show Acts of Kindness. We shine a spotlight on people, on organizations who are making a positive impact on the communities and the people around them. And today we're talking to Kgati Mabuya, who's the founder of Lifting Dreams Soweto. They operate out of a front yard, and they are defending Lifting Dreams is an organization started by defending SA weightlift champion Kgati Mabuya, operating out of Kgati Mabuya's mother's house, right? And what they do is offer free weightlifting training for children aged 9 to 17 years old. And it's such a fantastic intervention, and I think a confidence-building one, a horizon-widening intervention, where you get young people in communities and expose them to a sport that ostensibly there isn't much represented in the communities. So welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Kgati. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning, Auslesville and the listeners out there.
Kgati, tell us about how Lifting Dreams Soweto was started. What got you to decide to spend time getting children in your community, Soweto, to start weightlifting and introduce them to the world, to the sport rather?
You know, I was feel everything has to start somewhere. And I grew up being a weightlifter myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I grew up, I noticed all the problems that the children within the community are facing. So hence, I had to start something that they can actually always keep, something that will always keep them busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, you know, weightlifting always seems to me like such a niche sport, right? A very, very niche sport. And I wonder if, you know, expense has been a worry for you, equipment has been a worry for you. How many children do you work with within Lifting Dreams Soweto? And, you know, equipment-wise, how do you handle how do you have capacity? How do you handle the numbers?
Well, at the moment, we've got 60 kids that we are training at Soweto Weightlifting Club, and we've got about 350 kids that we are actually helping with academics as Soweto Weightlifting, Soweto Lifting Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So with the equipment and stuff, we had a few donations from the Federation in the past, the mm-hmm. South African Weightlifting Federation. And we also had a few donations from people who've owned gyms from there and there.
Yeah.
And then with the facility, we had been helped by one man called Sonny Webster, who's a British weightlifter himself.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about the difference that your academy, your organization has had on the children in your community? You know, how did they come to you? How did they find you? And what kind of difference or change have you seen in the lives of the young people that come to Soweto Lifting Dreams?
Well, in the beginning, it was so easy because we recruited kids that came from our neighborhood, and then we later then expanded to the whole of Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with kids coming for training, it is easy because most of the kids that are training at the gym stay nearby, and mm-hmm. it only becomes a difficulty for kids that come from far because transport could be a hassle for them at times.
Yeah. Yeah. And talk to us about the academic aspect and the homework aspect of Lifting Dreams Soweto. When did that begin? Did it launch at the same time as the weightlifting part of the initiative? Or did you see that actually there was a need in general for kids to have a safe space to go to after school whilst they waited for their parents to come home? And who exactly is helping them with their schoolwork? Is it you, Kgati, or do you have someone assisting you with that?
When we started the gym, we actually started like a study session with the guys that I'm working with, which is Katleho and Lesego. We started the study session for the kids where we were helping them. And then we later on realized a need for proper academics. And then we actually had to sit down with Hein. Mm-hmm. And that's when we came up with an idea of building Soweto Lifting Dreams, which is an academics initiative.
Yeah, yeah, Yeah. And how many people do you have, you know, helping you with the youngsters and the academic side of things?
Well, you know, we're so fortunate to always get volunteers coming through every weekend. But then at the moment, we're currently running on about 60 or 50 volunteers, if I can say.
That's quite sizable. What did COVID do to, or how did COVID sort of affect the children that you were working with? Not necessarily in the weightlifting sort of focus of your work, but academically, did you see children needing even more input or even more help on that front? Since you know they were going to school part time or actually were out of school for a long time.
You know, the COVID issue is actually one of the things that actually is pushing us to make sure that this program runs smoothly, because you've got kids going to school once or twice a week, and then all the kids, when they come back from school, all they do is just put their books there and forget about it, and they'll see the books in the following week. So with what we're doing, we're just trying to make sure that the kids are proactive with their books at all times.
Yeah. And, you know, from a mental health and just, you know, psychological and emotional perspective, how do you think COVID has affected them?
Well, it has really affected them badly, more especially when it comes to their schoolwork, because when we sat down and checked their books, it was not satisfying at all. But we are actually doing a lot to make sure that the kids are recovering well at school, and they are showing a glimpse of improvement.
That's fantastic. I know that you, part of the vision and the dream for Lifting Dreams is to build, grow your capacity so that you can take more children into your program, and you're working on building a community center. How far along are you towards reaching that goal?
Well, at the moment, we're just using a school, and then we are actually just a bit short on funds, of which that will take a bit of time for us to get a proper facility.
Mm-hmm. How can people find you and contact you if they'd like to be in touch, if they'd like to donate resources, or in fact, if they want to volunteer when it comes to the academic or even the fitness side of things?
Well, we are on Instagram as Lifting Dreams Soweto, and also on Facebook as Lifting Dreams Soweto. That's where people can find us.
All right, fantastic. Hopefully you get tons of people sliding into your DMs, and hopefully they'll be able to help you reach your goal of building your capacity or growing your capacity and finally building that community center. Thank you so much for your time, Kati, and keep up the good work. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. It's an absolute pleasure. That's Kati Mabuya, one of the founders of Lifting Dreams Soweto. Lifting Dreams Soweto. And you can find them on Instagram. Lifting Dreams Soweto is the handle.